Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Super Uber big wave surfer Laird Hamilton does it. Now, so can you.
Jump up to your feet, quickly get that paddle back in the water to ensure stability and keep that forward momentum going.
You can go online and watch a lesson in stand-up paddleboarding, or you can probably get one at your local dock. I tried it on a lake in Utah. People are doing it on North Park Lake in Pittsburgh, in Tumalo Creek in Bend, Oregon. Two young men just set a record paddleboarding down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. In two weekends, stand-up paddlers will make the trip from Plymouth, Massachusetts to Wellfleet. That's 34 miles in a charity event called the Big Kahuna. If you Google paddleboard races 2011, you will be amazed at how many there are. Christian Del Rosario owns the Safari Stand-Up Paddle and Surf Shop in Manchester by the Sea here in Massachusetts. We want to find out more. So, Christian, do I understand you're something of a convert from surfing?
Yes, I stand-up paddle surf. A lot of people are into stand-up paddling, just playing flat water and doing it in lakes and rivers and just paddling around, but I love to surf them as well, which is how stand-up paddling started.
Well, tell us more about that, because if people can picture this, that would be people on a paddleboard paddling out with this long oar, you know, to the wave and then dropping in on the wave.
Yes, you have a paddle and a board, a longer board. It's more like a thicker, wider, long board. You paddle out over through the surf line and turn around, and you catch a wave as you would laying down surfing. But it's a lot more interesting because I've been surfing for 25 years, and it's almost like relearning surfing all over again. So it made it really fun.
Let's stay there because we understand there's some tension here. In Santa Cruz, California, there's a bumper sticker, "Friends don't let friends stand up paddle," because there's some friction between the surfing community and the suppers, the stand-up paddle boarders. So have you felt that?
Not so much in New England, but of course there's also the Blame Laird sticker, which Laird Hamilton's kind of the guy that led the resurgence in stand-up paddle surfing and stand-up paddling back about 10 years ago. And there's hats and t-shirts that say Blame Laird. There is friction in places where it's more populated, but here in New England, I haven't encountered too much of the wave friction.
Well, you mentioned Laird and that people are blaming him for this new trend, but tell us where it really came from. It came from Hawaii.
Came from Hawaii. I suppose the Asian Polynesians used to do it, but then back in, like, say, the 50s and 60s, the beach boys, the Hawaiian beach boys who used to teach lessons on Waikiki Beach, they would actually paddle out on bigger longboards with extra long canoe paddles, and they would take pictures of the tourists with their brownie cameras surfing. That's how it all started.
Ah, but now most people are just, as we said, paddling down a local river. You know, as I said, I've done it. It really takes a lot of stomach muscle. I mean, this isn't, it looks deceivingly simple.
But it is simple. If you can stand up on land, you can literally, I mean, you can paddle. Anyone can do it. It's the beauty of paddling. It's like riding a bicycle. There's so many different ways to do it. Surfing started all the stand-up paddle surfing, and then now we've moved from surfing where everyone's doing it. People are doing it inland that don't even have an ocean. They're doing it in lakes, ponds, rivers. You can do it in your swimming pool. People flat water paddle for fitness or for just touring for fun, like a kayak. People race them. People do downwinders.
Downwinders?
Downwinder is kind of where you have the wind blowing really hard behind you, and you go point A to point B. You get dropped off or picked up, and you go downwind with the wind behind your back. So your body's actually like a sail. You're paddling, you're sailing, and also the waves that build up from the wind chop, you're actually catching those waves and those swells and riding those as well. So that's really another really exciting part of stand-up paddling.
But these people who are going miles down rivers through whitewater or the open ocean crossings, I've been seeing races from, you know, California out to the Catalina Islands or between the Hawaiian Islands. This is hard.
It's not necessarily hard. It's like any other kind of thing where you're, say, bicycling or running. You know, you build up. If you're racing or running little marathons or 10Ks, you know, you start small. You start with like 3-mile kind of or 5-mile races where you're going, say, maybe in and out through the surf line around buoys or in flat water. And then there's people running, you know, 5-10-mile open ocean races or across lakes. And then, you know, there's the granddaddy of them all, the Molokai races, just happened 2 weekends ago from Molokai to Oahu. And then that's a big open ocean, open channel crossing that's, the conditions are pretty gnarly. The guy that actually won it was Connor Baxter, a kid from Maui. And before it was the lay-down paddleboarders, like Jamie Mitchell just won his 10th straight Molokai race doing prone paddling.
Hold on, prone paddling, what's that?
Prone paddling is just guys like laying down like they do on a surfboard, and they paddle those same open ocean distances. Jamie Mitchell has won it 10 years in a row doing the prone paddle. And this year, I think he had his best time ever. And then Connor Baxter, the kid from Maui, who won the stand-up paddle version of the race, actually beat his time by, I think, half an hour.
We also read about women winning these races and making these 5-6 hour ocean crossings. And the pictures of them in the Paddleboard magazine, I mean, they are in terrific shape. Others have pointed out that this is a sport that women can really do well in. And we've heard it's because of the low center of gravity. Who knows if that's true? But why is it better than kayaking, for instance, Christian? I mean, kayaking was all the rage years ago. And
Kayaking's dead. No,
Oh, boy.
It's different. Like, on a stand-up paddleboard, obviously, you're standing on the board, and you have a much different field of vision. You're up on a board. You know, I'm 6'1", so I'm standing pretty high on a board as opposed to sitting down in a kayak on your butt. And if I have my polarized glasses on and I'm cruising around and the water's clear, you know, I can look straight down in the ocean. I just have that higher vantage point, and then I can see much more around me. I mean, and you're totally working your whole body. A lot of people do the stand-up paddling because they're into that core fitness and the exercise part of it. Because you're actually standing and trying to balance on this board while you're trying to paddle at the same time. So you're utilizing, you know, stabilizer muscles in your legs and your core, and then at the same time, you're trying to paddle. So it's a pretty good exercise.
And what does it feel like?
I mean, can you almost say it's like surfing almost for non-surfers? You know, I have a surf school as well in Nantucket, and we teach surfing and stand-up paddleboarding. And not everyone wants to go on the waves, or not everyone is, you know, ready for waves. Especially a lot of adults, they're kind of tentative and don't always want to hit the surf, but if you tell them, you know, we can do stand-up paddleboarding and go out into the flat water, into the harbor, or onto the North Shore where it's flat, they'll jump with that because it's something different, and it's actually the feeling, the glide of surfing.
Just having done it just a little bit, it's weird. It's like, wait, I'm standing up on water.
When we first started paddling around here, say, early 2007 in the harbor, people on the docks or especially people on boats who are out in the water with you, and if they saw you from a distance off, it actually looks like you're walking on water, and people would stop dead in their tracks, gawk at you, and people on boats would come over and ride over to check us out to see what we were doing. What the heck are you guys doing? Oh, we're stand-up paddleboarding. That was really before it got really, really popular, and people would see that, and they're amazed because you're literally walking on water.
That's Christian Del Rosario. He's the owner of Safari Stand-Up Paddle and Surf, but also of Nantucket Surf-Fari, and we've been talking about paddleboarding, the new craze. Christian, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.